Podcasting live. February 13th. Oops. Sorry. Okay, so I'm going to post this hangout. Actually, let's not. We'll post it later. But joining the hangout, the idea was for people who, if you have questions, if you have a question, you can join the hangout and ask it. I got someone sent me a note complaining about somehow being dismissive of Larry, I think, last night. So I apologize if that was the case, but probably was in some way the case, because I was kind of hoping to encourage not like a panel like we had set up in the past, but just people asking questions. So if you don't have a question, the idea is come on the hangout for a question. If you don't have a question, just listen at home. Doesn't have to be authoritarian or anything, but I think it's better to just keep that for questions. And I apologize if it seems somewhat cold or harsh or whatever. That's the thing when you teach, when you put yourself out there, you open yourself up for criticism. It's a reason why a lot of people, I think, are afraid of teaching, are afraid of putting themselves out there. Need a thick skin. Because you'll get good feedback, positive feedback, but you'll get negative feedback. And you'll make mistakes, and people will call you out on them. If you hide away in your room, you don't have to face the criticism. So tonight we have a quote about gold. Gold is of two kinds, unrefined and refined. So we come into the meditation unrefined, like unrefined gold, with all sorts of defilements. It has iron, copper, tin, lead, and silver. These are five other types of metal that are mixed in with gold and keep it from being pure, pliant, keep it from being workable. Can't do much with ordinary gold ore. You need to purify it. In the same way, the mind is defiled by five impurities. And these are the five hindrances. When I first started meditating, there was this British ex-meditator who had some years before that made a cartoon of the five hindrances. And so when I first got there, they were handing out these pages with the cartoons of the five hindrances and cartoons of the five faculties. The five mental faculties being confidence, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. And they're quite useful cartoons. Quite useful to have those and have a visual reminder of them. I don't know if they still give them out, or if they still even have them. When I was working there, we used to photocopy them. The five hindrances are the first set of dhammas that we have to look at in the meditation practice. So this is under that catch-all category of dhammas, which never had a successful explanation of how to translate dhamma in that context. It seems like it means more than one thing. Something that you couldn't really translate, you just have to understand it as a category of things. But the first category is the hindrances, which makes it seem like the like a real meditation teaching. The dhammas in the Satipatthana Sutta refer to those things that you have to understand or you have to know about, or that you encounter on your progress, on your path. So as you're mindful of reality, the objective reality, so this is the body and the mind, ordinary reality that's not caught up in goodness or evil or so on, not ethically charged, you're going to react. You're going to, when you experience through the senses, you're going to react, see things, hear things. When you think things, you're going to react to your thoughts. When you experience physical sensations of pleasure and pain, you're going to react. And this is the five hindrances. So as you're practicing, the five hindrances will come up mainly as reaction to experiences. They're hindrances because they get in the way of your progress. You like certain things, dislike certain things. I mean, I've gotten used to using simplified versions of these. The five hindrances, the technical names of them are kama chanda, meaning sense desire. So he's got them here. Sense desire, ill will. Then you have sloth and torpor. Sloth and torpor are two words that we just don't use anymore, so it's a shame that we're still using sloth and torpor. Laziness, it's because there's two words. Basically laziness, inertia, the muddled unwieldiness of the mind. And then restlessness and worry, that's a good definition. Restlessness and worry are put together, but they're actually two different things. Restlessness is when the mind is not focused, when you're thinking lots of different things. And worry is a little bit different. Worry is a sort of a fear or anxiety, concern about. I mean, the technical descriptions are concern about things that you've done in the past, bad deeds that you've done, worried about consequences, that kind of thing. And vichikicca, which means doubt. The five hindrances are one of the first things that we teach meditators. They're always going to be important. They're what you focus on, or they're a big part of your focus, and they always have to be in your mind from beginning to end of the course. If you don't understand the five hindrances, if you don't get them, they'll destroy you in the practice. As it gets harder, as it gets more intensive in a meditation course, not practicing in daily life, but of course they come into play there, but during a meditation course, they really make or break your practice. As soon as you let them get to you and you forget to be mindful of them, or if you don't work hard to learn how to be mindful of them and how to overcome them, if you don't become comfortable dealing with them, then they'll start to weasel their way in there, into your mind, and they'll start eating away at your confidence, eating away at your resolve, eating away at your effort, and they'll drag you down, and they'll make you discouraged, and they can cause you to fail, which should be really encouraging, because that's all that is going to make you fail. We say that it gets tough, or it is difficult to meditate, or there are times where you feel like you can't meditate, or you're just overwhelmed and you don't know what to do, but this, it's not the situation that makes it impossible. There's no situation in the course that makes it impossible to meditate. It's only your own mind, your own emotions, your own reactions to things. And so it's actually quite easy to figure out the solution to the problems that come up, not only actually in meditation, but in our lives. It's quite encouraging for figuring out how to succeed in life. Not easy, but at least you have a clear picture of what you need to do. And that's to just deal with the five hindrances. They're really the only thing standing between us and success in anything, because they destroy the minds. They destroy the faculties of the mind. So they destroy your confidence. They destroy your effort. They destroy your mindfulness, your concentration, and your wisdom. They distract you from these things. They keep you from developing them. These faculties from growing strong, from working together to free the mind. So for that reason, these are very important dhammas. Meditation, in our tradition, we simplify them: liking, disliking, drowsiness, distraction, doubt. I'm the one who came up with those words. I don't know that anyone else is using those. Why I use them is because it's liking and then four Ds. Liking, disliking, drowsiness, distraction, doubt. It's easy to say, it's easy to remember. But it's very similar to how Ajahn Tong, my teacher, teaches them in Thai. Chop na, mai chop na, wong fung song sai. Chop, mai chop, wong fung song sai. You see, he gives them very simple words. Even if you don't know what those mean, you can hear that they're very easy to say. Chop, mai chop, mai means no, no, chop means like. Chop, mai chop, wong is just tired or drowsy. Fung, fung means fung san is distracted or flustered. And songsai is doubt. We need these simple words because we have to. We're on the front lines. We need to be able to use these as weapon. Or we need to have a weapon to combat these. So it's like knowing your enemy. You have to know a way of getting to them. If you have these words like sensual desire, ill will, and so on, sloth and laziness, that doesn't really work. Practically speaking, so it's important that we memorize these. When people come to practice in Chom Tong, Ajahn Tong will remind them of these. It starts with the four foundations of mindfulness. You have to memorize the four satipatthana: kaya, vedana, citta, dhamma. And then under dhamma, you have to memorize the five hindrances: chop, my chop, and he'll have you repeat after him: chop, chop. My job, my job. Wong, wong, fong, fong, song sai, song sai. And then you have to say it yourself. They're that important. They're, as you can see, the Buddha says, when you give up these five defilements, one can then direct the mind to the realization by psychic knowledge of whatever can be realized by psychic knowledge, and can see it directly, whatever its range might be. So he's talking about psychic powers. magical powers it's possible to gain these when your mind is free from hindrance, but it's also possible. The sixth of the abhinya, of the psychic powers, is the destruction of defilement. So the highest psychic power is the power of wisdom, of overcoming the defilement. So that's the Dhamma for tonight. Now I'm going to post the link to the hangout, but it's only really if you want to come on and ask questions. So if you have a question, come on the hangout. Don't be shy. Come and ask. This is our new way of doing things. You gotta actually be brave enough to come on and ask your question. You also need a mic in that case, which I guess is a bit of a thing. Some people might not have a mic. Huh. This person has posted this several times. I guess I never actually answered it. Someone's asking about whether they should learn more from normal how-to videos. If you're 17 years old, don't worry about the children's videos. I mean, adults have liked them. Didn't I answer this already? Adults have found those videos useful as well, and they're kind of useful because they simplify everything. But I'd recommend my booklet. If you haven't read the booklet on how to meditate, that's where you should start. Most of those kids' videos are just about non-insight things. So no questions? No questions, then I'm going to head out. Good night, everyone. See you all tomorrow.